Point to 3, Module A. Unit 1, page 22. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Texts.
Instructions. You are about to hear the passage, Learning Can Be Fun. The passage will be broadcast twice. Before the first broadcast, read questions 11 to 15. It is best to start answering the questions after the first broadcast of the passage.
Learning can be fun.
Hello, and welcome to our morning radio program, Learning in a Different Way. Today, our guest is Dina Raviv, a teacher who will tell us about a different way to learn. Hello, Dina.
Hello, everyone. I am Dina Raviv. And today, I'm going to talk about how teaching is changing and how learning can be fun.
Is it really possible? Can learning be fun?
Yes, of course. Let me tell you about a special project in which students learn math while playing. In one of the schools, instead of sitting in a classroom and copying exercises from the board, the students have a supermarket of their own. The supermarket is full of many products, such as fruit, vegetables, bread, cheese, and so on. The products are not real. They are made of plastic, and the children can play and pretend that they are buying and selling different products. When they finish their shopping, they need to know how much money they have to pay. They also have to know how much money they will get back if they give more money than they need to. This way, they learn to work with numbers, and this is only one example.
Does learning in this way change the way teachers teach?
Yes, it does, because today the teacher does not stand in front of the class and give the information the students have to learn. The students find the information by themselves. They can play games, or they can find information on the internet, in books, in movies, by doing experiments or by interviewing people. The teacher's job is to show them how to get the information.
Do you mean that the learning takes place in the classroom, but in a different way?
Well, no. Learning can take place anywhere. The students can learn in museums, on the beach, or in the streets. For example, when they go on a trip to the beach, they learn about the sea, the sand, and the different animals that live there. And this way, they learn biology and physics. On trips in the city, they learn about the history of the city and the people who built it. On these trips, the students take notes and use their cell phones to take pictures. They can use these pictures when they prepare their projects.
Do you think that this kind of learning is better?
When students do things by themselves, the learning is more meaningful, and they understand and remember the material better. They learn to find information, work in a team, and share ideas. They enjoy the learning process much more than sitting in a classroom and listening to the teacher. Children like to do things by themselves and be active.
Thank you, Dina. This sounds really interesting. I believe we learned a lot today.
Questions. Page 24. Answer questions 11 to 15 according to the broadcast. In question 15, follow the instructions. In all the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Learning can be fun. 11. Dina tells the listeners that in one school, the students learn math by 1. Doing many exercises in their notebooks. 2. Playing a game in which they buy or sell products. 3. Sitting in the classroom and working with numbers. 12. Today, the teacher's job is to 1. Show the students how to get the information. 2. Find the information the students need in books. 3. give the students the information they need. 13. Dina mentions the trip to the beach as an example of a place where 1. Students can have fun. 2. Learning can take place. 3. Students prepare projects. 14. Students take pictures while going on trips because they 1. Want to show their friends where they were. 2. Can use them when they prepare their projects. 3. Have cameras in their cell phones. 15. Put a tick by the 2 correct answers. Why does Dina think that learning in a different way is better? 1. The students enjoy the learning process. 2. The students learn a lot by listening to their teachers. 3. The teachers are more active and share ideas. 4. The students understand the material better. 5. The teachers find the information for the students.